All right, it's Monday. Monday. One, two. Why does the mic pot sound dirty when there's nothing, when there's no other audio, and it sounds dirty when there is audio? I don't fucking know. Anyway, welcome to the pre-show. This is Phil. I'm dirty. I'm dirty because I have several pounds of drugs in the trunk of my car. No, I don't. Although I probably just now have raided, you know, some cop is going to follow me or something. I don't know. No, I do not. I am not. It's been years. It's been years since I dealt drugs. I'm kidding. I never dealt drugs. I never dealt drugs. So, what did we do this? I didn't do shit this weekend, man. One thing, a very troublesome thing with my car, when I went to lock it, it generally, my car, like a lot of our cars, when you go to lock it, you hit the button twice, and it does the neep neep, right? Or it does it meet some kind of an audio to let you know that the alarm is engaged. My car today, when I got home, I hit lock and it was dun, 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 I got the fucking car alarm. I did it again, dun, 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 got the fucking car alarm. So I went back into the car, looked to see if there's, did I have it in gear? Were all the doors closed? Was the rear hatch closed? Is the hood of the car closed? You know, what could it be? I think I did three times. Dun, 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 dun. I went into the manual. I checked out the owner's manual, and it said everything that I did. You know, make sure that this is closed and that is closed. Maybe there is a break in the connection between the door and the car alarm. In other words, where the door should secure the alarm, there is some kind of a malfunction there. But what they were saying basically was, yeah, once you do all this good shit, then take it to Jaguar. So then I'm on the phone with Jackie. We're talking. And I'm telling her about this. Yeah, you know what happens? What it is? Oh, and the other one final time that I thought I had it beat, I started the car, then stopped the car, then got out, and locked it. It engaged, but I did not click it twice for the beep beep thing. I don't think I did. But it was engaged and it wasn't going. So I thought I was cool. I go into the house. I'm halfway up the stairs and I hear. So finally, I'm talking to Jackie, and I said, yeah, this and that and something else. This is what's wrong with the car. And I went into the car to get some shit out of it and absentmindedly hit the lock button. And I heard it block. And I said, oh, fuck, I hit the lock button. And she goes, did anything happen? I go, no. I heard the lock engage, but the side mirrors have not retracted and all that other good shit that happens when you lock your car. I said, I'm going to hit it one more time. And if it gets, you know, the way to shut off the alarm, obviously, is to hit the unlock button. So I hit it one more time, and I heard, and nothing. It engaged. The lock on the car engaged. The alarm did not go off, but I don't trust that motherfucker. Sometime tonight, in the distance, I'm going to hear, I don't know. I'm taking it over to Jaguar in the morning, but... And I got a writing session to do with my good personal friend, Jonah Weiland. You guys remember Jonah? He was my producer. He's also the director of the live show that I do. I'm supposed to have sushi tomorrow night with my brother, Don. Man, a bunch of stuff going on, man. Bunch of groovy shit going on. So, we got a cool show for you today. We have a repurposed show, as you know. Today's Monday. And it is Dr. Arthur fucking Barn to set the record straight on after what he feels was abusive treatment by the show. Doom.